after a big campaign. I also gave some suggestion that you want to work in such a way, then you may do this, then this, that, and so on. But after he left me, I am thinking that I did not give him the necessary caution, and there is possibility that he will be engrossed that Maharambha for which Rupa Goswami has given the warning.
Maharambha.
If we have ambition, too much ambition, which is beyond my capacity, and then the whole energy will be absorbed there, and I shall have to lose my spiritual development. So much engrossed, occupied, the whole energy will be occupied by that great attempt. You will be lost in that, sort of work.
Lost in the attempt.
Lost in the attempt. And no freedom will be left for self-consideration, self-development. So, external activity must be proportionate to one's own capacity. Maharambha, otherwise, he'll be lost in his endeavor. But this is Krishna consciousness, that is the environment. Parafamiliar consciousness will be more, and self-consciousness, self-realization will have no food. The ration will be stopped for self-realization. And the whole energy will be eaten, devoured by the ration. Maharambha. And Bahu Shastra will add that, to know more and more, more and more. The thirst. That thirst is never to be quenched. So that must be proportionate with one's own self-realization side by side. Otherwise, that is also a class of anartha. Which is not necessary. Artha means prayojan, necessary. Anartha means unnecessary. Anartha, no artha, anartha. Unnecessary. Nothing has limit, but must be adjusted according to one's own capacity.
The Haridas Das, he is recognized. Haridas Das, Vaishnava Abhidan.
With much caution we may enter it there. A dictionary, something, history, not Siddhanta. Those do not put faith in our Guru Maharaj. That is those could not understand the special characteristic of the pure bhajan which came through our Guru Maharaj,
yes,
there must be some wrong.
Yes.
And that is in a fine way. So many things common, external, but something internal missing there must be, because they could not give due respect to pure Vaishnava.
Yes.
So there must be something missing, and I must be careful that fine Shraddha, which is peculiar to this line, that may not be lost there,
yes,
by the external charm, yes, of scholarship or extensive knowledge or similar thing. Why he could not give due reverence to a Vaishnava, as our Guru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur? What was wrong? What was amiss there?
Yes.
That is a very subtle thing. We must be very particular.
That was troubling me also.
So Vaishnava Viruddha, Vaishnava Varadhi,
yes,
Vaishnava Virudhita. That is a very fine and indestructible at the same time. So, to gain something, I shall be loser of a valuable property,
yes, yes,
which is more fine and more higher.
Yes.
Yudhasraddha Saivasa. We shall be classified according to the purity of our Shraddha. Shraddha is the finest thing. Shraddha for which? The adarsha. That is the finest capital of everyone's life. The highest capital. Highest capital in the aim of our object, the aim proper. It may be misdirected, misguided. The aim, accurate aim, that is the richest wealth of anyone's life. What ideal, what a higher ideal one has got. According to that, his fortune would be just. It is very difficult to get in this world the conception of the highest ideal. The difference is according to that, everywhere, in all fields, socially, politically, physical, everywhere. The ideal guides the man, the jiva. Ideal realism. Ideal is not imaginary. It is the real. In future, that stands. And what we are in the midst of vanishes. The idea, the ideal stands. One's ideal is his future life. His future life is there with the ideal. And the present will be rejected. If progressive, if we are progressive in all that.
Shri Sridhar Maharaj, I have heard that there is a book, just as Chaitanya Charitamrita, I have heard that there is Nityananda Charitamrita. Is there such a book written?
No. Not such a book.
Shri Ramaraj, does Bhagavan Krishna always appear as the Dwarpa Yuga avatar?
Bhagavan Krishna Chandra.
Dwapara Yuga.
He descended here in Dwapara. In the last time of Dwapara, he appeared. Dwapara.
Does he personally appear in every Dwarpa Yuga?
Every
Dwapara. Dwarpa Yuga.
Not Swayam Bhagavan, but Yugavata. Yugavatar and Swayam Bhagavan is two different. Yugavatar only comes to inaugurate the Yuga Dharma, the duty specially designed for that time. That is Yugavatar. And Swayam Bhagavan, who can absorb everything in him in all the ways, in beauty, in consciousness, in existence, all the aspects, everything is resting on him, the cause of anything and everything, the ultimate cause, the conception of the highest cause. That is Swayam Bhagavan. Kala kasthadi rupino parinama paraya. Both foundation and the development on the foundation. Of course, with his potency as a whole.
This is true also of Lord Chaitanya?
Yes. Only of different color. Different color, in and out. Out is black, is yellow. And the inner, that is his lies within a fixed group, and Lord Chaitanya comes to distribute that thing which is confined in the group to the public. Magnanimous, Mahabalanya. He is a distributor of the inner wealth. Something more. Tasting himself and also making distribution. Chaitanya. And Krishna is tasting himself in a particular group. And with the whole group, Sri Chaitanya is tasting himself and also engaged in distribution of the same.
Are the pastimes of the Yuga avatars always carried out with the same characters? For instance,
what does it say?
The incarnations of Krishna, like say Lord Nrisimhadev. Lord Nrisimhadev?
Nrisimhadev.
Yes.
Nrisimhadev had nothing to do with Krishna. Nrisimhadev's position is generally in Vaikuntha. Not in Goloka. But even Goloka, That is as a token of God, Shiva and others, that way maybe that the deity function, not human function, they have God. Not Narada Sangi, not the friends of his Narada, that is humanly aspects. As a representation of God, there. But this humanly conception in the Leela, that is accepted as very, very conducive for Krishna Leela, of Prakita. Krishna Jataka Kala Sarbhutama Narulila. It plays the best in human ways. In other words, human society has been designed after the highest leader of Krishna. Even over gods. As gods, this cannot have a full play, that Vrindavan Leela. The Vrindavan Leela, as it is, that cannot suit the in the society of the gods. That is original, and the human creation race has been designed after that. Human section is more freedom, they enjoy more freedom. The gods, by their past action, they have to carry out, and they are a lot almost fixed, like the animals. Animals, they have got some responsibility to suffer from their past action, and the gods also, but not for sin, but merit and demerit. God has got their pressure, prejudice about merit, and this demerit, the below. But human section in the middle, they are left with more freedom. So, to take the line of Krishna, the human society, that is more fit. Lavdha sudulabhamidam bhusam mamandir manusham. Yes, Jiva Goswami explains that below human, vivekurahittam, and above human, bhugavinvesatattam, they are left free between the two, the gods and the animals, between two, the human society, that is more favorable, because they are more free. They are tempted by their previous birth, acquired marriage. They are tempted to enjoy that. So that sort of prejudice to enjoy. And the, in the lower section, the ignorance, lack of consideration of good and bad, vivekarahittam and bhogavimvisatattam. But between the two, the human section, they enjoy more freedom for free choice. It is more favorable position for free choice. So, the appeal has come to the human species. Labdha sudhu labhamidam bhusam bhavanti manushyam. You are just in the fitness of order, and you can begin it from here. If you go down, then you will lose chance. If you go up, there also you will lose chance. Prejudice. Merit prejudice or demerit prejudice. Here, in balance. You can have free choice in this bhakti. That advice is given by the rishis.
Lord Nisringha appears in every millennium as the Yuga Avatar. He comes in Satya Yuga.
Not Yuga Avatar, he is Vaibhava Avatar.
Oh.
Lila Avatar.
Lila Avatar. So do Jaya and Vijaya appear? Do Jaya and Vijaya
Jaya.
Do they always appear with Lord Nisringha?
Yes. So Lord Nisringha, that Jai Vijay comes.
Temporary necessity, so many things. Temporary necessity.
Hare Krishna. Loku niyam mata iva atma dasantarishu. Kalidas says in Shakuntala. Jati katastra shikharam patiru sudhinam avishkidur nabura sarai katurka ti yuddhaisya yugapada vasanu dayabhyang loku niyam mata iva atma dasantarishu. One side we find that moon is setting, sunset, the moon is disappearing, going down. Oh, what is the moon? Moon is considered to be the sustenance of all the oshodhi. This paddy, this wheat and other food stuff, oshodhi, and also so many herbs. So, being the master of the sustenance, that moon has to go down. On the other side, the sun is rising. And his chariot is Oruno. Orun means half bhruni condition. Bhrun means in the womb, non-developed sphere, that figure of a child, what is embryo.
Embryo.
Not fully developed or womb. And he is considered to be omigas. And he is just on the front of the sun, but still he is rising, sun. Both are luminous body. But still one is rising with ominous thing at his front, another being the masters of all miracles, he has to go down. What does it show? Tiyuddhaisa, both of them are luminous body. Yugavat Vasanu Dayadhan. One has to depart, another has to come in a rising position and down position. Loku Niyamata Ajvapmadasandhan. This is to teach the public to be prepared for their changed conditions, that nothing remains. Change is going on every moment, second. Your childhood, your youth, then old age, then death, again appearance in some part of the globe. And this way it is going on, time passing on. Time and tide waits for none. Be conscious of your own time. Samayi sar vattaman. Vattaman, the present, that is the most valuable. Just no future, however present. And if it is gone, it's gone, not to return. The present. And the change is inevitable. Inevitable. So try to derive benefit from the present as much as you can. As you utilize it, we can believe only in the present. Present. The past may teach us, and the future may give some hope, but that is uncertain. The present is representation of the eternity. Yeah. Representation. That's the present. In the eternal world, mainly everything is always present. Coexistence. Eternal time, though passing, but still, relatively, it is always present. Passing has no value, because cannot take us to mortality. That sort of change is not there. All this present tense. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. Everywhere there is center, as if everywhere there is center in the infinite, and everywhere there is presence. Tense. Nothing lost. The son of the preceptor of Krishna, Sandipani, he was dead when Krishna finished his study in the Gurukula. Then, as a custom, Krishna asked, what dakshina I am to pay? Then Gurudev told, I just go and consult your mother, his wife, teacher's wife. And after consulting with her, in consultation she told, we are told that Krishna is not a human being, we hear like that. Though in his endeavor we can't detect it, but we are told that he is not an ordinary man, he is God himself. So he can do anything and everything. So I have lost my child. I want to get him back. That is his dakshina. You offer him. The Gurudev came out and talked. I had a consultation with my wife, and she had a heartfelt desire that you can do anything and everything. It is her belief. So she is very eager to get from you as the Kuldakshina, her lost child. All right. Krishna went and came with his child. So death is nothing to with him in this world. In the plane of relativity, there is loss, gain. But in absolute consciousness, everything is there. Even the smallest, smallest, the sand, dust, has got its record and history, everything recorded. In the absolute mind, as clear as anything. Nothing lost. One day I felt a miracle. I had this sheet, this chadar here, that chair. Suddenly a great whirlwind came. And many things were taken away. I could not find that chadar like this which I put around my neck. Where has it? I tried my best to just came from this side and went that side. I tried my best to search for it. Then at last I thought that this must have been drowned in the span, or can just anyhow, but that was against the storm, the wind. How that is possible? But anyhow it came to my mind. It is not within my consciousness, but the universal consciousness. Wherever it be, it is there. He knows it. It is, as it is reflected in universal consciousness. That was so clear in me, that as if I was making a charge against the universal consciousness. You know it. You know it. Where is that my chin sit? In what corner? In what bush? Or in what part of the water? But it is not without your consciousness. As if in the spirit of charging, the earnestness came in me. Don't know why it was so intense in me. That he is saying everything. We can't. But whatever it is, the universal consciousness, it is there. He sees everything. But to my astonishment, in the morning I found someone told that that is there, in that, well, that within the branches of a tree, someone that is there. And the thought came in mind that the universe of mind, consciousness, that anyone managed to get in there. That whole thing. But it was very clear in my mind at that time that universal consciousness contains anything, every sand, dust, is recorded like anything. Everything is recorded, high or deep, that consciousness that is present, that is past to us, but present in Him, future to us, but present in Him, past, future, present, all the present is there. Yes. But still that may be the highest, may not be the highest conception of the truth. This Narodila does not accept that to be the highest, the highest. There's a middle position. Hare Krishna. One day I was sitting in the chair. Suddenly I felt that some higher subjective nature has come down and surrounded my whole consciousness. The whole consciousness, my whole conscious body, is surrounded by some higher subjective substance, and that is subjective, superior to that of my own consciousness. What is this? There is two gentlemen staying. I told them I am at present. It is strange that I am feeling this, that my whole existence has been surrounded completely. And at that time it came to mind, we are told that the Vaikuntha Ratha comes and takes one from here to the upper world. Is it like that? To take me? I am within that super subjective area. Will that take me now? From the to the subjective world, super subjective world. But as soon as I express the idea to the outside people, gradually withdraw. So many things are there in the subjective world. Hare Krishna. And still it is not the highest conception of the subjective sphere. So many things are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaura. Gaura, Hare Gaura, Gaura, Hare Gaura. Nidhāya Chaitanya. Nasimhavada, Prahlāda. A different kalpa, it may be of different type. Prahlad, and this Hiranyakashipu, all may not be copy of the same leela, but similar things occur. Ananta leela, it will be repeated always in the same manner, no guarantee. But generally, similar things is repeated because of the similar necessity of the environment. It is necessary in a modified way. That's just as rain in the rainy season, the chill in the winter season, but varies. Something copy, something as before, something different. So Kalpa-bheda has been accepted and suggested by Jiva Goswami. But not exactly similar in every Kalpa, but some modification. Because that is necessary for the as the necessity of the mass of the human or other animal, according to their need, it is designed in a similar but not same way. Hare Krishna, infinite possibility is always there. Always cannot be measurable. So what to speak of others? Brahma himself, he is benumbed to think out that even the superior entity above Narayana can come down in a childish play of ordinary rank. He could not think out. Could not think out the great Brahma. Brahma Mohana. No end of searching. So begin to taste as much as possible. Satchitananda, existence, knowledge, and feeling. Don't think that after passing existence, finishing existence, the analysis of existence will come to consider the analysis of knowledge. Then, after finishing that, he will go to inquire about the feeling of pain and pleasure. Even though, then you can't be able, you won't be able to reach into the area of knowledge or more than that feeling of pain and pleasure. So, with as much as least as possible, you engage with the sat, the existence, and some portion for the knowledge and some portion of the feeling from the beginning, as early as possible. Don't think that you will finish the one and then begin another. So we are advised, but through surrender you try to come in touch with the highest page, Satchidananda, Ananda, or Sundaram. It's right. This is a shortcut. That if you surrender, you may come. Otherwise, everything is infinite, you will be lost somewhere. You won't be able to come to the last page. That's Anandam, Asundaram, beauty, Abhavaram, Rasa. So, all other development, step by step, that has been ignored in this mundane, Bhurbhuvasa Maha Janatapa. No, when the agent from the highest has come to you, at once connect with him, and ignoring all these intermediate stages, try to contract with him to go there. Sadhu Sangha, the position of a Brahmin, the position of a god, the position of a rishi, position of a siddha, as that gentleman wants to yoga, yoga siddhi, then I shall, with that capacity, I shall try with more speed towards that. But don't lose your energy and time. Only connect yourself with the agent of the highest order. And through taking that advantage, that sort of help, sadhu sangha, they try to connect directly with that highest zone.